Yesterday we spoke to you around the CSO charity. They're busy collecting money. They started at 10 a.m. yesterday, continued through till 7 p.m. last night, starting again at 10 this morning, and will continue to again through to 7 p.m. tonight. Joining us in a studio, Javon Greenblatt, as well as Stan Seaford, and we wanted to understand how you guys are doing. A very, very good morning. Welcome back.
Thank you very much, Howard. Nice to be here today, and Zanati and Howard. We have a fantastic support group downstairs.
Okay, it's we'll take it.
Yeah, it's Lindy, but don't worry.
Oh, sorry, Lindy.
That's a problem when you're hiding behind headphones and earphones and everything else.
I do apologize.
So, how is it going? How's the reaction been? Because this is the first time. I mean, I know CSO obviously had started looking to direct fundraising a few months ago, when the reality became clear that this is what needed to happen. But this has really been your first, I would say, real push out there.
Howard, what has happened in the last couple of months is the CSO has really professionalized itself. We've gone out into the market now for the first time ever, and we're marketing ourselves because we believe that it's necessary. The community understands the needs. We understand the needs, and we feel that by being independent as we are today, we're going to be doing a lot better for ourselves and for the community. I must just say one thing though. If I look downstairs at what's happening now, we've reached a figure of approximately 4.4 million rand.
Amazing.
An amazing community. This community is absolutely unbelievable. We have amazing volunteers downstairs there. They are pumping. They are just so excited. And I think that in today's times, for this community to see what's taking place there is remarkable. So I'd like to thank everybody, because the money is coming in and we've now set ourselves a new target, and we're hopeful that we're going to reach that target by this afternoon.
Right. What is that new target?
Well, we're looking for 5.5 million rand.
Right.
That would be unbelievable.
Amazing.
And I think we're going to get there. I think that just looking around and looking at you guys alone, I know that you haven't yet been downstairs, Howard Sexton.
I haven't been downstairs.
No, no, you came straight upstairs.
No pressure.
Yeah, no
didn't
public
even
pressure.
We don't pass there. Mm-hmm.
So, I'm not even going to go this bump of the stairs.
Yeah,
I'm going to use a lift.
Take my credit card.
Thank you very much. Can you just give me the CVV, please?
Luckily, the CVV's at the back, but I'm at my limit.
So that's perfect. But what I'm curious about is, has the response, I mean, it's clearly an amazing response, and obviously if people haven't yet done so, please go ahead and do that. But has the response been larger numbers from fewer people, or has it been a full range of smaller numbers as well as larger numbers? Because I think that is significant when it talks to the investment that people are making in the CSO.
So I think it's across the board. I think if you have a look at it, we've got our usual big donors who are donating, and we've got a lot of smaller people. You know, for us, 180 Rand is as much as 180,000 Rand, mm-hmm. depending where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And to see the support by really less affluent members of the community just shows how vital the role is that we play and how they're seeing this role. Mm. And really, it's just remarkable to see downstairs there. The people that you think haven't got anything, and somehow they manage to find that extra 80 Rand, 180 Rand. And we bowled over by this. The generosity of this community just gives us the strength and the hope that we are going to be able to do what we're supposed to do, and that is to protect and secure this community.
Mm. And of course, what's so reaffirming about that is it's not, I mean, of course, it's about the money, because that's what you're doing it for, and there's a very practical reason that you're doing it, and that is that the CSO, like any organization, needs to thrive and flourish and be able to train people and do what they're doing. But on the other side of that is any donation is a recognition, and it is a note of gratitude. It's a vote of gratitude for anybody who recognizes the incredible work that the CSO is doing.
I would like to say something as well, that we are basically protecting over 100 Jewish installations in this community. We have a volunteer base today that we've never had before. It's like a youth movement, because people come in, they are so involved, they are just loving what they're doing, and we are so grateful for the way they are behaving when it comes outside shuls or outside schools, whatever the case may be. Mm. There's a professionalism. There's a love of being there. There's a love of community. And that makes us so proud of this community again and makes our job as at the CSO much, much easier, knowing that we've got the strong backup and the strong force behind us. And I think this community is pretty much well protected in terms of where we are today. We don't know what's going to happen, God forbid. We know that our borders are not that, are really, porous borders. We see what's happening in Europe and all over the world, but we believe that we're in a very strong position, both physically and mentally.
Well, it's interesting because one of the comments I made to Javon yesterday was, I certainly a number of years ago was one of those people that probably rolled their eyes when I saw the level, you know, when looking at the level of security that we were providing, never really thinking that this is that this was needed or necessary and something that we had to do, and yet the today. I would say that the South African Jewish community is probably a leading example to communities around the world. When we look at what's happening in America, and friends of mine sent a message, they live in Denver, and made a comment to say, I'm very scared to go to shul. I am scared to go to a synagogue because there are no walls around. There's no system to protect people. They've lived in an illusion to some extent. And what's happened in South Africa is very, very slowly and incrementally and without panic, we've raised the level of security to the point that we know that once we're inside a communal Jewish installation, we're pretty okay because we're being properly looked after.
Now, I think it's important to say the CSO has been very successful in a few things. Mm-hmm. The first is it's built a remarkable professional team of full-time people mm-hmm. within the mm-hmm. organization, like no other, maybe yes. the chef has done something. But they're great professionals in it. Mm-hmm. And then it's built through community by just involving thousands and thousands of people. So everyone has a stake in the safety of our community. Mm-hmm. And that's an amazing thing to do. You know, you come to my shul and there are people in their 70s and their 80s standing security duty.
Well, because tell me what time, because I'm just a bit nervous about that. What times are they?
They're the ones who actually arrive for their shift.
Exactly. On time. On time. They're alert. They're not the ones on their cell phones.
Shem, I must tell you, one day I was on shul security duty and a little old man arrived with a bag. And I said, I'm really sorry, but I have to search your bag. Mm. And inside were his pajamas and his toothbrush and toothpaste. No. And he told me he's got a girlfriend in the shul and that he was going to sleep over at her that night. And shame, I inspected his pajamas.
No, that's just terrible. That is just terrible, terrible. But
you know, if we're also 100% honest, the CSO got completely screwed in the breakup of the IUA-UCF. Mm. And it's a worthy cause. And it's a great place to, number one, look after the safety and security of our own community.
So you raise that, and it's not something that I particularly want to focus on. There has been a certain amount of restructuring in the in community organizations. And the truth is that I've written an article this week for the Jewish Report, and I speak about CSO and I speak about Chai FM. And I believe it's true of every organization and every Jewish organization in particular. And my view is that we actually all need to be responsible for our own destinies. The more we are responsible for our own fundraising and our own financial well-being and health, the better. I wrote an article because I received a lot of flack because Chai FM did an outside broadcast at Red Hill School. And we were told, how dare you do this at a school that isn't a Jewish day school. Now, there happens to be a lot of Jewish kids there, which is a great reason to do it because you reach out to those children. But the other aspect is that this is paid for, and Chai FM has a responsibility to itself and to its community to be financially secure. The CSO has a responsibility to itself as an organization and to the community to be secure. And that's why I love the fact that they are now going out and fundraising for themselves, responsible for their own destiny. If they can be masters of what the funds are used for, what they're not used for. I believe that every shul, and I said this yesterday categorically, that I believe every organization and shul should be paying the CSO for those services. That's for them to deal with. But my point being that I think it's very, very healthy. And obviously I don't know the politics of what went on before, nor do I necessarily want to get into it, but I think it's a very important thing that financially every organization cares for itself. Stan?
I must respond. I think that you're 100% correct and that we've got to be independent. I do also want to say though that there's still a connection with us in the UCF. They are contributing a small amount of money towards our rental and so on and so forth. So there hasn't been a complete breakdown. There's just been a change, and there's a change in direction, and whatever we receive from anybody, whether it's the UCF, whether it's any organization, we are just grateful for that, because we are not fundraisers. That's never been our business, and unfortunately we're now forced to do that, but But our business is security.
I'm not so sure that it's unfortunate. That's why I disagree maybe slightly with you. I think that it's actually very healthy. It's hard, and you're not geared for it, and it's not an organization built on it. But I believe within a few years of this transition, the CSO will be better for it, which means the community will be better for it.
What it's done for us, if you have a look at our advertising paraphernalia now today, it's a lot smarter. It's a lot better. We've taken a leaf out of other people's books. We've now come out, so to speak, into the marketplace. Whereas before we seemed to be backpedaling. Today we're in the forefront. Our advertising, our marketing is good. We have wonderful people working with us on that as well. And just, you know, we're just so bullish because we do want to be the masters of our own destiny. And that's where we're heading in that direction. And, I just think that, this community, I must end with say to you from our point of view is that the support has been phenomenal. I said that in the beginning. I'm saying it again now. And, if people just continue in the way they're supporting us, we're going to have a stronger and a safer community.
A few people, Janine, unsigned, saying, asking for banking details. But I think the best thing to do is to go to this, what is this site that people can go to make a contribution?
The site is charity.com/CSOJHB, which is Johannesburg. So they can go to that site.
All right, fine. Okay, Essie, I'm not sure the point that you're making, it's perhaps on a different subject. So go ahead and go and make your contribution. Are you taking contributions as once off, or are you also looking debit orders and things like that through this campaign, is that a bit separate?
No, this campaign is specifically a charity campaign.
Right.
People are paying us a one-off situation, but of course we're happy to talk to people after. If they would like to call us in, or call us, or we'll call them if they would like
And how do they do that? If they want to rather look at a debit order, what is the, how do they make contact?
Sorry, Howard, I'm just stepping in over here. So they can send an email to myself, Javon, it's JEVONG@CSO.org.za, and then I'll pass it on to our fundraising team who will make contact with you.
But thank you, Javon. But at the moment, for today, rather go and have a look at www.charity.com/CSOJHB. Thanks, Karen Bess, for sending that through. It's www.charity.com/CSOJHB.
Sorry, I just want to come back to what I said, Howard, to end off. I might have given the wrong address. It's actually www.cso.org.za.
Okay, but let's stick with the charity for now. And anybody that wants to take to look at debit orders can do so separately. Otherwise, we confuse the message if we give out too much information. Go and look at the charity site. Get hold of them and make a contribution that is open from now. Is it open, even though it's meant to be 10 o'clock?
The phone lines are open at 10 o'clock, but anyone can go onto the website
so
now
and
donate. People have been doing it through the night and can continue to do so.
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you, guys. Thank you for coming in. All the best. Keep up the amazing work that you do. It is 9 o'clock. This is where we love and leave you. Time for the news. We'll be back tomorrow morning with the Morning Mayhem Throwback Thursday.